record the call. And just give me a second, make sure. Yeah, for those of you that this is your first time to the Power Hour, welcome. I'm very excited that you're on the call. We are recording this. So what we'll be doing is, as we do every month, we post the recording on the website after the call. Usually it takes about a week. So, all right, we still have people calling in. And, oh, my gosh, we still have 2 minutes to go. And I'm glad that my company said, Daryl, we purchased a bigger line to handle more people on the call. So that's, I'm glad that they did that. So we're exploding here. So I'm very excited. We're just going to wait about a minute because we still have a minute until the call officially starts. But I have a lot of exciting things to do. And while we're waiting for to hit 11 o'clock here, I want to tell you guys about a website, not a website, but a group that we created for you. I'm very excited. It's the first time we're doing this. Now, I need you to write this down, or maybe you can remember it, but we created a Facebook community just for power agents, meaning that you're going to have to get approved. You'll ask to join, and then we'll check to make sure you're an active member. If you are, then we're going to approve you, so it'll take maybe a day from the time that you actually asked to join the group. Now, the reason why you're going to want to join this group is because I was able to, what I've learned about groups on Facebook is you can upload files, you can take surveys, you can network. It's almost like an online community and learning center for you. And I posted some really awesome things there for you. So let me give you the site. You know, if you were to type into your web bar, your browser, Facebook.com, right? So if you type that in Facebook.com, then it's /, groups, that's plural, groups, / power agent, no space in there. So if you go there, you'll be able to join the group, and I'll talk about what's there in a minute, but we just officially started, so let me go switch over to my screen. All right. So, everybody, welcome to the Power Agent call. I'm very excited that you're here. Let me tell you, go over a few things. One, welcome to new Power Agents, if this is your first call. The purpose of this call is, number one, is to share any announcements with you, to help you that we're putting together. We're going to open the call to questions. The best thing to do is to email me your questions ahead of time. If you email me during the call, I may not see it because I'm reading notes and I'm focusing on what I'm saying. So it's always better to do that before the call. So I'll address those, give some coaching. Also, we have a monthly magazine on the Power Agent website. This magazine is loaded with great stuff. You can only access it after you log in. And then the last part is if we get to it, we're going to have extra material for you. So with that said, let's start with right now everybody's muted. Oh, one other thing. If you want to ask me a question, if you want to interrupt me, which I love it, so don't ever hesitate to interrupt me. I love, love, love to talk to you. Hit *7 on your keypad. Wait about 10 seconds and holler out your name. Say, hey, Daryl, I need help. Hey, hello. And so there you go, okay? Anytime during the call, you can do that. All right, now, let's take it from the top. So welcome. Here's the first thing. Gang, I want to tell you, because we just got a bunch of new people, so I'm going to repeat this as far as people being on this call. I want you to write this down and join this group. There's a Facebook group that we created for you. It's a closed group, so you must be approved. So after you ask to join it, then we have to approve you. And that group is Facebook.com. So jot this down, Facebook.com/groups, plural, right? And then / power agent. And I think there's a / after power agent. So join that group. Let me just give you an idea of what I put there for you. I was working this weekend on this for you. First of all, we put up there a Word document that is a job description. Or an ad on how to hire an assistant. So if any of you are looking to hire an assistant, it is a Word document that goes through the process on how to do that. There's a sample ad. The concept is that you would actually have this person jump through a bunch of hoops. You would actually have them send you an email. Then they would actually answer some questions. It's automated with, like having a Gmail account and having an autoresponder. It's a very, very, very powerful process. The idea is if somebody's going to jump through hoops, they look at the ad, they have to send you an email with a cover letter. Once they send that email to your Gmail account that you would create, they get an autoresponder that says, thank you for submitting for this application. There's just one more step is we need you to answer these questions. And then there's a series of questions that they have to answer. And then email that back to you. So it's a lot of work for these people to get to the final step, but it weeds people out. It is an incredible system. That's how we've hired people in my office. So that's there for you, and it's nowhere else. It's not on the Power Program website. It's just for the group. The second thing I would put on there is the Red X, a link to Red X, so you can save $260 with the code and everything. We've also got a great company that we recommend as far as mailings. I do want to start teaching a little bit with you right now real quick. You know, I think most of you on this call know that my belief has been FSBOs and expireds is absolutely the best way to build your listing inventory, and it still is, and it always will be. And that is the quickest way to make money. I know some of you, I got one of the emails I got from somebody ahead of the call saying, you know, I've been in real estate for a while, and then I took a hiatus. I came back. I'm not doing so well. What do I need to do? You know, my answer always to any agent who is recommitting or a new agent coming into business is you got to build your shoe store. You have to have inventory. Without that, you have no business. And the quickest way, if anybody wants to get listings in the next 30 days, not 3 months, not 30 months, but 30 days, FSBOs and expireds, the absolute best by far. Now, because the market has improved nationwide, we've turned a corner. I do now believe, and I haven't said this in years. For years, I've been saying only FSBOs and expireds. But now I'm starting to add to my conversation for our coaching students is that to look at doing a campaign, a mailing campaign, only if you have the money to pay for the campaign. Because campaigns, doing mailings, doing self-promotion, it takes at least, you know, I used to say a year for it to start to pay for itself. I'd say it's more like 6 months, 6 to 8 months now. So that means you've got to have at least 6 months of revenue money put aside to invest in you doing a monthly marketing campaign, whether it's mailings, whether it's advertising, right? So there is an incredible company that I recommend, and they're on the Facebook page, and they give you a $25 off on your first order because of my relationship with them. That's on the Facebook group that I just told you. Another thing is that a video about how Donald Trump hypnotizes the country. Now, it's not political and it's not negative. I've been studying and watching tremendously the Republican campaign, and I find it very interesting, the dynamics of human beings, communication. So I've been looking at it from a speaker and standpoint and a self-improvement standpoint. Anyway, I stumbled across this video. It's a 12-minute video that goes through the techniques that Donald, because a lot of people that don't believe or like Donald Trump, they're really confused. How is he succeeding? And this 12-minute video, my gosh, absolutely clarifies it. It's incredible. And so I posted that for you on this Facebook group. Three more things, and then we're going to continue. There's also, I posted for you as a bonus, a video about calling FSBOs. It's a video I've never put out there. It's not anywhere except on this group. The reason why it's raw footage, it was unedited, but it goes through the 60-second hump and what's important about calling FSBOs. It's really, I think, a great content video, although the sound is not the best, but the content is great. The last video I put on there is a 15-minute, like, TED Talk type of thing I did about the power of smiling, and that's there for you. The last thing is that I posted I want to get your feedback on. We're thinking about adding for you as Power Agent a feature where I would send you weekly texts and or motivational calls to your phone. I would send it to you at the beginning of the week on Mondays. to get you ready for the week. And but my office wasn't sure about that feeling too intrusive for people or how people react. So I put a poll there in the Facebook group for you to see if this is something that you would like. All right. Now, let's go on. There's jot this down. Our interview person this month is Kelly. She's an attorney. She's an incredible attorney because she's come up with something about how to get attorneys wanting to work with realtors. She is an attorney herself. She's actually written for the Bar Association, a training program, if you will, for attorneys who focus on divorce. And there's this whole thing, I can't even remember the term, but it seems like when there's a divorce situation, there's certain things to make the file complete, which is a legal term, a complete file, that most attorneys are not doing. She's had judges actually learn this from her, saying, oh, my gosh, every attorney's got to know this. And what's happening is that attorneys need realtors to make the file complete. It's pretty fascinating and pretty awesome. I mean, I thought to myself, what would it be like if you had attorneys throwing business at you? So she's got this course that she's created for agents to help attorneys make the file complete when it comes to divorce situations. And she's got a free webinar. I think it's this Thursday. So the website for that is divorcethishouse.com, divorcethishouse.com, all one word. On that page, you can buy the course that she has, but in the upper left-hand corner, there's a free webinar this Thursday. You should do that and see if you think this is going to help you. I think it's pretty incredible. Okay, now, the last thing I want to talk about, let's move this over here, is I'm going to go to the emails that I've gotten from people asking me questions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out a person's name, and if you're on the call, I need you to unmute yourself. And, okay, I'm looking at our roster here. Oh, my goodness. We have a real full house today on today's call. We have all over the country, and I think we even got a European person here. All right, awesome. Now, here is Scott Shattuck. Are you on the call, Scott? If you are, Scott, I need you to hit *7 on your keypad one time, and that will unmute you, and I'll be able to hear you. *7 one time. And, Scott, are you there? Okay, so Scott's not on the call. So, gang, here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you this question, and I'm going to record this for Scott to listen to. So here, and this is for everybody, too. He said, Daryl, I've been listening to your real estate mastery program, and I've gotten through the FSBO and expired CDs. It's been a great tool, but I had one objection I didn't hear on the CD. Have the people in your program come up with good replies for when a FSBO says we're using a flat fee to get on the MLS. And so here's the bottom line with Scott's question is that when this FSBO is saying, you know, I don't need to hire you and pay, you know, a $15,000 commission if I could just pay $500 and get on MLS. So, gang, here's how you would handle something like this. And it's really this question, I'm going to answer it so we can all benefit from it, because this is not just if somebody says I can pay $500 to get on an MLS. It's about, you know, what makes you different than somebody who's cheaper or any other service. And so here's a couple of things. When it comes to a commission objection, what you guys can do is if you look in your MLS, you can look at the selling broker's commission. It depends on your MLS. Like in New York, the MLS here, we don't know what the full commission is. We only know what the selling broker's commission is. And I think most states are like that. But what you can do is make an assumption. And if you make an assumption and apply it to everything, then it'll be an accurate study. And what I mean by the assumption is, if you see selling broker's commission is 3%, and if you know most listings do a 50-50, then you would take all the listings, and you would say, okay, so that's a 6% total commission. Now, what you would do is you look at the houses that sold in the last quarter, or even since January of this year, because December is a little bit different time of year, but January through now, and look at all the listings that sold, and look at the selling broker's commission, and come up with an average days on market. Now, here's what I'm going to assert. I'm going to assert two things. The listings that are at 6% versus 5, they probably sold closer to asking price on a percentage and sold quicker than the 5%. And that also would be even more true with 7-6. So in other words, you would first take statistically and look at, is the higher commission listings that have sold, are they selling quicker and are they selling closer to list price? And you can also do the same thing as how many listings have expired. So you can do a little homework, and this is a powerful statistic to bring on a listing appointment. To show a homeowner actually by paying 1% or paying more than somebody else that their house will sell quicker, which means less taxes, less mortgage payments, and actually a closer to the asking price. So that's one technique, number one. Number two is when somebody says, well, I can pay a flat fee or a small fee, whatever, and I get on MLS. Now, this is legally true, gang. We are in a service industry. And what a service industry means, if let's say a contractor does a service, meaning that they come and put a roof on a house, and if that homeowner does not pay the balance of the job, that contractor can put a mechanic's lien on the property. Now, I'm not saying that we would do this, but in a service industry like real estate, the same is true. See, we earn our commission not when the deal closes, but actually when we bring a buyer who's ready, willing, and able. Once we bring that to a seller, we have technically, legally have earned the commission. Now, what we always do, of course, is we defer the commission to closing. Now, the reason why I want you to understand this is because when a homeowner puts their house on MLS and they say to all the realtors out there, and they could do it through a flat fee scenario where they have no representation as a seller, the buyers and the agents that are showing the property are actually representing the buyer in the case where it's a buyer agency market. Let's now go a step further. Let's say you've got this homeowner, puts on an MLS, and hey, I'll pay you 3% if you bring me a buyer who's ready, willing, and able at this price. Let's say now two agents have buyers. Those buyers both make an offer, and that offer is the asking price that the homeowner has put out there. And that homeowner has not specified any terms in the MLS, which they don't. Once they have done that, once the agents have done that, those two agents have now fulfilled their obligation to that homeowner, and they are now owed a commission. So my point here, gang, is that when a homeowner puts their house on MLS and they say to the real estate community, bring me a buyer who's ready, willing, and able at this price, and I'll pay you a fee, they now could be liable for more than one commission. Now, listen, you and I both know that we wouldn't do that, and as a power agent, I would never suggest or say that you should go after somebody. That's not who we are as power agents. But it is important that a homeowner understand that when they put themselves in that situation, they're actually creating a really bad exposure. That's number one. Number two is, I would say to a home, this part I would definitely say to a homeowner, and that is, listen, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, let's say somebody was going to sue you, and you have to go to court to defend yourself. My first question is, would you go to court without an attorney? And, of course, the homeowner would say, no, of course not. Now, all right, good. Now, let's say, though, that you did. Let's say you went to a court and you didn't have an attorney. And in addition to that, would you pay the person who's suing you, would you pay their attorney's fees to sue you? And the homeowner would say, well, that's even more ridiculous. Well, this is the reason why I'm saying this is because Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, when you put your house on MLS through one of these discount broker situations where you're not getting representation, the agents who are showing your property are representing the buyers. They're not representing you. Their commitment is not to you. Their legal commitment and fiduciary responsibility is to represent the buyer's best interest. And part of that is to get it at the best possible price. So here's what's happening is, number one, is you're having licensed trained agents, which, by the way, Mr. Masada, in this state, it takes 120 hours just to become a licensed agent. So right there, that should tell you there's a lot to the process, like that you may not even be realized to even become a licensed agent. So you've got this licensed trained agent who's gone through 120 hours of licensing law, and they are coming here to your house committed to working for the buyers, not for you. In addition to that, you are now going to pay them. So in a sense, what you're doing is you're paying to have a licensed trained agent work against you, not for you. That's like going to court without representation and paying for the other party's attorneys to work against you. Now, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but you know what? Maybe this is not the best business model for you. This is why most companies like this don't really survive for too long, because it's not a good model for homeowners. Now, if you're already willing to pay that 3% to the selling office, why not pay the other 3% and have me be your attorney? Let me be your representation. Let me look out for your best interest. It's not a lot when you think about the return. So that's another technique I would use. And by the way, you guys, if you like anything that I'm saying, you should pay attention to the time. See, we're about 20 minutes into the call. So when we post this recording on the Power Program website, you'll be able to fast forward and get right to this part, and you can listen to the dialogue again. Here's another technique when it comes to, you know, this discount broker situation. And this is one of my favorites. If, let's say, I would say, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, let's pretend that you wanted to do an extension onto your property. So you're not going to sell, you're going to stay, and you're a handy person. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to Sears and or Home Depot and get the most expensive hammer they got. Let's say they've got an incredible hammer. It's made out of titanium. It even has a laser on the end so you can, you know, target your – I mean, they use it in the space shuttle missions. Now, let's say this hammer was $500. You come home, you take this $500 hammer, which I know is a lot. It's just a great hammer, though. And you take the hammer and you put it on the dining room table. Here's my question. Is that hammer going to jump off the table and start building an extension for you? Well, of course not, right? Because the hammer is a tool. The tool in of itself is not going to produce the result that you want. You actually have to pick up the hammer and use the tool. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, MLS is very much like that. In other words, MLS is a tool. The tool out of itself is not going to get your house sold. It has to be used. And that's the value that a traditional agent such as myself has. We know how to use this tool. Now watch this. You could take this tool, this hammer, and give it to 2 different contractors. Let's say you've got one contractor that they just started. They don't have a lot of experience. They don't even have a crew. They have to hire temps when they have big jobs. They might not even be licensed bonded. Who knows? Then you've got this other contractor who's been doing it for years. They're licensed. They're bonded. They've got testimonials. I mean, this contractor has written the book on how to use a hammer and build an extension. Here's my question for you. Are you going to get 2 different results with the same hammer? And, of course, the answer is yes, based on their skill and their ability. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, myself, my company, Power Realty, we know how to use the tool called MLS to get your house sold in today's market. That's another technique that I would use. Lastly is to also part of, and I've said this at some of you have attended my live seminars, this is another one of my favorites that helps distinguish how we're different than the physical. Because if somebody says that they're going to pay a flat fee and put it on MLS, that homeowner still has to do all the other stuff themselves, you know, as far as placing ads, creating flyers, doing open houses, managing offers, following up. By the way, that's a powerful, powerful, powerful technique that we have for homeowners. Gang, I want to remind you about something. When you log into the Power Program website, thepowerprogram.com, after you've logged in, I want you to go to the word called classroom. And when you go to the word classroom, you're going to see visuals for sellers. One of the visuals for sellers that I posted on there for you is the USA Today article that shows how homeowners actually lose 21.49% when they are a FSBO versus when they're when they work with an agent. And there's so many reasons why we help homeowners sell their property. There's so many reasons why homeowners actually net more money in their pocket. And one of those, here's an example, is when there's an old thing, there's a concept in show business, which is said that talent never talks to the money. Now, let's say you have a producer and you have an actor. They have an agent that negotiates that transaction, that contract between producer and actor. And the reason why they do that is because let's pretend that the actor wants to negotiate directly with the producer. What's going to happen is attitudes are going to flare up. People are going to dig into their position. Mistakes are going to be made. People show their hands. This is why Charlie Sheen got fired from his television series, among other reasons, but he was trying to negotiate without an agent through social media and the television with that producer of the show, Two and a Half Men. So here's what happens. When a homeowner is trying to sell their own home and they do an open house, let's pretend that you do an open house and you have a buyer that seems really interested. And they said they're going to get back to you. And boy, oh boy, you really feel in your heart and soul that these people are going to make an offer. Now a day goes by, 2 days go by, 3 days go by, and they haven't called you. My question is, Mr. and Mrs. Hunahuna, what do you do? See, you're in a no-win situation there. See, number one is if you don't call them or if somebody doesn't call them to fan the fire. They may have had a fire, so what needs to happen is that fire is getting dim. And the passion, the excitement, the enthusiasm for your house, maybe they've seen another house since yours, and now they're struggling between the two. And let's say that other house that they like, they are working with an agent. And then there's your house where there is no agent. If you don't call them to help fan the fire, you may have just lost that buyer to that other house. But here's the other rub. If you do call them, you are now in a position of weakness. There is no way that you can put yourself in a position of strength by you reaching out to them first. Now, one of the reasons why that USA Today article is true, why homeowners actually will lose money and not save money when they try and do it on their own, is because as a real estate agent that represents you, I can call that other buyer and not lose our negotiating position. Why? Because that's what realtors are supposed to do. That's what a buyer would expect that agent to do, is to do follow-up. It's called follow-up. That's part of what we do. There's just another example on why doing this on your own is a bad idea. Okay, so boy, oh boy, Scott, that was a long answer to you, but I believe we covered a lot for everybody. Now, next person, Ray Jackson, are you on the call? Are you on the call? If you are, I want you to hit *7 on your phone. And do you have any recommendation? I'm just looking at his question here. Do you have any recommendation, expired letter fit situations? Ray Jackson, if you're on the call, hit *7. Okay, let's do this. It's 11:30. Before I go to Ray Jackson, I want to open up the call and see does anybody have any questions that you want to ask me right now. So we're going to open it up to the call, to everybody else. Hit *7 one time on your keypad, and that will unmute you, and I'll be able to hear you. Anybody have a question that they want to ask me? *7 one time. Give it a second. So everybody's going to be a voyeur today. Is that right? All right. Anybody else? Is okay. Okay. Yep, I hear somebody. Who's there?
This is Frank.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? You're in Connecticut, is that right?
Right, that's right.
Yeah, all right, question, buddy, what can I do for you?
Yeah, making phone calls in today's market. I work expires for sale by owners, and the problem I'm having, it's been not only just lately, it's been, you know, for years now, that it's hard to catch people home. You're leaving messages. If you could give us some information about that, I'm sure other people are experiencing the same thing.
Okay, yeah. All right, great, Frank. So here's a couple of things you can do. First of all, you can just bypass the phone. Those situations where you called a few times, you can go right to their door knock on their door, which is not a problem, if you bring, especially if you bring something of value. If you have something that, like how to sell your house in today's market, some kind of report, some kind of study, some kind of set, anything that you can do in your local market, bring that with you and start your conversation that way. You know, if I knock on the door and you're there, I say, "Hi, Frank, this is Daryl Davis from Power Realty. The reason why I was stopping by, and by the way, Frank, I probably wouldn't even mention that I called them because they probably won't remember that you called, left a message, and you don't want to highlight the fact that I left a message and the fact that you haven't called me, I'm now at your front step door. So you don't want to highlight that. So I'd say, "Hi, Frank, my name is Daryl Davis from Power Realty. The reason why I was stopping by is I happen to know you were selling your house, and I brought something over to just share with you, a report on, you know, tips on how to stage your home, plus, you know, the right way to do an open house. I have a checklist." So there's something that you can give a value, and that's your icebreaker, Frank. And once they take it and say, "Oh, thank you, yeah, we're going to do this on our own," then I would start very softly asking things like, well, from the outside, I will tell you one of the things, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana, that we learned in real estate is curb appeal, how important that is, because that's like the first feeling that somebody gets. And when I came up to your house, I got pretty excited because you really have kept the outside very nice. Yeah, do you professionally landscape this? And they'll say yes or no. Well, you've done a great job, and I'm curious, how long have you lived in the neighborhood? What do you find that you like best about the neighborhood? What do you think is a selling point? How long have you lived in this house? So, Frank, I would start to have a conversation asking some open-ended questions to get the conversation flowing. That's number one. Number two is, I'm making a note here, Frank, FSBO answering machine dialogue. What I'm going to do, Frank, is I'm going to post on that Facebook page because it's a little quicker for me to do that. Once you log in, once you get it accepted, it's an actual dialogue that you can leave when you get a voicemail. And, Frank, I have had students who have used this dialogue, and they say they get at least 50% return calls from using this dialogue. And so I'm going to give that to you as a gift. I'm going to post it on the Facebook page today, so it'll be there for you. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So is there any other questions you have, Frank?
Yeah, I think so. It just seems that it's so difficult catching people today in the busy life that everybody has. I've tried morning, afternoon, evening, and it's very difficult. And so I've used all different kinds of scripts that I've done, short ones, longer ones, with the experience of, you know, 20 years that I have. And it just seems in this way today, it's difficult. So I'll look at those scripts that you have, you know, on Facebook and see if that would help. But, you know, the trick is to stop by. I come from the era of knocking on doors, so I know how to do that.
Right.
Except that sometimes the travel time for all these places is
it takes so much time.
Sense.
Yeah. Well, Frank, let me ask you a question. I want you to be honest with me, okay? How many, and this is important for everybody to hear this. Frank, how long have you been calling, and how consistent have you been as far as days and times of calling FSBOs and expires? I need you to be honest with me, Frank.
Oh, yeah. I keep excellent records. I download the information from the MLS for the expires and the FSBOs. I have other different ways of getting them. I'm a great follow-up guy. Don't forget, over 20 years, I'm going to know something, but I'm very tedious, and I really get involved in following up. I keep old-fashioned records. I don't do it online. I have the paperwork in front of me. And I know what time, what kind of – I left a message 1, 2, or 3. I don't leave the same message. I follow
okay,
up.
All right, good,
if I can't get them in the morning, I try – excuse me. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, Frank. I got it. Thank you so much. Well, it sounds like that, and this is for everybody to understand. So, Frank, I'm going to use what you're saying as an opportunity to coach everybody else. So just hang in there with me. You know, gang, part of being good – thank you, sir. Part of being good with FSBOs and expires is you've got to be consistent with your calls and to really see what works and what doesn't. Here's what I mean. If you go to the gym and work out on Monday, Tuesday, you know, you go for an hour, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you take a break and you skip a whole week. And then you go back and, all right, you go again Monday, and then you skip, and then you go Thursday. In other words, if you go to the gym not consistently, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get tired, and you're not going to get any healthier and lose weight because you're not going consistently. Now, if you go to the gym consistently, and I'm not one to talk, actually, but here's what I know. If you pick Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you go to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you do that every week, well, after about a month, 2 months, 3 months, the longer you go, the better results you're going to see. And the same is true about prospecting. If you pick certain days, certain times of the week, and you do it every week, or if you do it every day, I will tell you, Frank, I had some of my students, here's what they do. They make two calls a day. That's it. They don't call they don't make two full days of calls or hours. They say, you know what, let me just speak to two FSBOs or expired every day. If I do that 7 days a week, that's 14 conversations. If I do that for a whole month, that's 56 in a month. Now, if I speak to 56 people in a month, there's no way I'm not going to get a hold of somebody or get a listing from that. So that's one thought. That's number one. Number two, Frank, this is specifically for you, is we said about the door knocking. I know it's a pain. But here's a third thing, Frank, especially when it comes to the expires. On the Power Program website, there's a series of letters that you can send out to expired. It's under Classroom. I don't know exactly where it is in Classroom.
I did that. I did that already, Daryl. And I even have a postcard program. Well, first I send out a letter, a brief letter. Then I follow up with a postcard. Then I follow up with a call. Then I follow up with a postcard. I follow up with a call. I do four postcards and a main letter five times before I quit. And earlier on, a few years ago, that postcard system worked great and following up. But in these recent days, I would say the last couple of years, 2 or 3 years, it's just been so difficult to try to reach people.
All right, Frank, this is what I want you to do.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
All right, here's what I want you to do, Frank, because you've been such a good power agent on this call. What I want you to do is I want you to take those postcards. I want you to scan them or do whatever or mail them to me. I want to see them in color. So either mail them to me or email it to me in color, and I want to see what you're sending out, and then I'm going to critique it and tell you what I think, okay? So I will tell you this, Frank. If there's a lot of leads out there, if you're making consistent calls, if you're using good dialogue, if you're sending out good stuff, there's no way that they can't be calling you back. So there's something you're doing wrong I got to see. So I want to see it, and I'm going to talk to you about it. And Frank, make sure you join the Power Program, the Power Agent group on Facebook. You got that web address, yes? Frank? Are you still there, buddy? Hello? Did I lose everybody? Hey, let me see. Hang on a second. Where's Frank? Did I lose Frank? Wait 1 second. All guests can talk. Let me see here. Hang on 1 second. All right, everybody, you're still there. Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. All right, Frank, I don't know what happened to you. I lost you, but make sure you join that group. Okay. I just want to make sure everybody's still on the call. We are. All right, next. Okay, let's see. Let's go to this question over here. By the way, I see a lot of you have joined the Power Agent group on Facebook. When we're done with the call, we're going to start clearing people. So we'll have it done in the next couple of hours. So make sure you check back. We're going to do that for you. All right, next thing is let me cover what Ray Jackson has said. Ray, here's Ray's question. I know he's not on the call, but I have been an agent for years, but just a few months ago began to be active again. I had several listings in 2001 to 2008. Frank is back. Frank, I have you muted. I see that your call got lost. Frank, make sure you go to the Facebook group that I said earlier, Facebook group, Power Agent, and so that way I'm going to put that dialogue on call and leave it messages. That dialogue really works magical. So I'm not sure what you're doing, but I know the dialogue I'm going to give you, you're going to get at least 50% of the people calling you back. I say that because my students have tested that for years. That's what they tell me. Okay, now, back to Ray. So Ray's question is, do you have a recommended expire letter to fit the situation? I'm not getting listings. Same thing. What I said is, for Ray, what you need to do is use the expired letters that are in the Power Program website. The second thing is, and Frank, I'm going to say this is going to apply to you in just a minute. The FSBO letters, any of you that got the FSBO Expired Mastery Program, there's FSBO letters in there that you can send out. Listen to the FSBO CDs. Last thing for Frank and Ray, both of you, that I will tell you that if you keep comparing what you're doing now to what you used to do and look at the results you're getting now and look at the results that you used to, there's something really not good in that process. In other words, what starts to happen is you get less motivated because you're saying, why is it not working now? It used to work. So you keep looking back in the past, comparing to your present. And whenever we do that in any situation, it actually makes the present situation worse. Now, I know for some of you, you've been in real estate for a long time. And I know for some of you, you've had success in the past, and you're not having success now. And so what you do is you get frustrated because you're like, what the hell's going on? I mean, it used to work when I did this. But if you look at your whole life, any time that you've done that, you know, if you look at past relationships and say, well, that's how it used to be better. When why is it not good now? Or, you know, I used to be thin. Why am I fat now? Or, you know, I used to have more motivation. Why am I not now? When you compare your present to your past, you're not focusing on your future. And what starts to happen is the more you think and more you compare and the more you look back, the more you're actually bringing that baggage to your present life. You're actually compounding the gap that is existing for you. So it's good to use the past. It's good to use information, things that you've learned in your life, but you've got to focus more on the possibility that lies in front of you. When you focus more on the possibility, you get more excited about the possibility. When you're more excited and passionate about your next level, you're going to see things that you didn't see before. You know, I'm going to tell you something I did with my son once, and my son actually then he shared it with one of his teachers. My son was really nervous about he was going away for a two-month thing. He wasn't in college, so he was a junior in high school. And I was sending him, so he's 11th grade, and I sent him to Brown University where they had this two-month program, like summer camp, but it was for getting you ready for college, okay? And this was the first time my son was going to be away from my home. he had never been away this amount of time ever. So he was really scared. He was really nervous. And here's what I said to him. I said, Michael Raymond, I want you to look around the room and pay attention to everything that is black, okay, because I'm going to ask you a question. So look at everything around you that's black, okay? And then I asked my son, close your eyes. I want you now, Michael, to tell me everything in the room that is yellow. Go. List it off. Go. While he has his eyes closed. And, of course, he chuckled. He laughed and said, I can't remember. I said, now open your eyes. And here's what I said, Michael, when you focus on what's black, that's all you're going to see in your life, and you're not going to see the other colors. So you can't focus on your fear and concerns about going away for 2 months. What you need to look at is all the other opportunities and possibilities of you going away, meeting new friends, learning new things, being in a new place. Focus more on that, and you'll have a different experience. So the same is true, gang, for all of us, that when we focus on the black in our life, that's what we're going to say. So focus on the possibility. All right. Now, let's see. Okay. Let's see. I got one more question here from Robin Ibarra. Robin, are you on the call? Robin, if you are, I want you to hit *7 on your phone one time and give it about 10 seconds. And are you there, Robin? Are you there, Robin? No? Okay. So here's what Robin said. I have a listing, but it's not so nice. I have not put my sign on the lawn yet because I asked them to clean it up so to make it more inviting for people. How do I get a seller to clean to clean up this rat hole? That's, I'm sorry, she didn't say rat hole. I'm just trying to have some fun here. Should I still do an open house? So here's this is really tough, Robin. First of all, Robin, what I did for you when you sent me this email is I searched online for you, and I found two really great articles about staging. I took those articles, and I put them on the Facebook community for power agents. So the links will be there for you. Gang, you'll notice on this call, I put a lot on this Facebook group for two reasons. Number one, I just was playing with it, working with it this weekend myself. That's number one. Number two is it's a lot easier for me to upload and do things on Facebook than our current Power Program site. Now, eventually, we're actually redoing our Power Program site for you, where we're going to have communities and chat and brainstorming. That's the other advantage to this Facebook thing. So I'm experimenting with the model using Facebook as a place to get information to you quicker, and then we're going to learn from that and actually apply it to the Power Program site. So anyway, so there's two links, Robin, everybody, for staging. I found, I researched, I read through a lot of articles. These two were my favorite. So that's number one. Number two is I would say to a homeowner this analogy. Mrs. Hanahana, whenever you have company over, whether it's for you know, your family's coming over that you haven't seen in a while, you have friends, you have a dinner party, a holiday event, even during the holidays, you know, if they celebrate Christmas. I'm sure that when you're having people come over to your house for a dinner or an event, you know, you take your house and you do something different with it than how you live in a day-to-day. Everybody has two homes. There's the homes that they live in, and then there's the homes that they have guests in. And what we need to do when we put our house up for sale, we need to actually have it be the type of house where we have friends over and holiday events over all the time. I'll tell you, this is a little wacky, Mr. Masada. I've actually had some clients, if they didn't, I thought this was actually a great idea, is they would actually put the fine china out on their dining room table. Even though they're not eating, they haven't eaten in that dining room since the last holiday, but they do it to create a atmosphere of hominess. When you think about, Mr. Masada, if you've ever gone to one of those new constructions, that's exactly what a builder does. They spend tens of thousands of dollars to decorate the house with the couches and the top of the line, and they always put more hi-hats in than you need to make it look bright and airy. There are certain techniques that builders do to make that house wow, and I want to share with you some of the things that we can do to have that wow factor when people walk in. Have you ever walked into a business or a place of business or a car dealership, and there's that wow as soon as you walk in? That's what we need to create. That wow is probably going to be worth an extra $5,000 or $10,000 in your pocket. Do you mind if I go through the house with you now, and let's talk about those wow moments? And that's what I would do. And if you want to go a step further, Robin, there is a concept called at Disney. It's called magical moments. And what a magical moment is Disney has defined all of the moments where a guest, customer, has an interaction with somebody at Disney. For example, when they get their ticket at the ticket counter, when they go to get a soft drink, when they go to a ride, they call them magical moments, these moments where the customer sees and interacts with Disney. So what I want to do with you, ma'am, is let's go through the house and find not magical moments, but those wow moments. How can we wow customers as they come in, like Disney wows their customers? So, Robin, there's a few different techniques to help you in talking to that homeowner about getting the house look nice. All right, now I hear somebody rattling on the call here from Atlanta, Georgia. Who's in Atlanta, Georgia?
Oh, hey, Daryl.
Yes, darling.
It's Janet. I have two
things.
Hey,
Janet. Yes,
hey,
ma'am.
I have two things here. I feel Frank's pain on his call.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm in that same boat because I've been in the business 30 years. And I think I think that Frank doesn't realize that the number of expired listings in FSBOs has decreased so much in the past 5 or 10 years that it takes so many more calls to find somebody in those categories. But you were very good, and I want to thank you for this, because we can't look back at what we did all those years to create money. We must go
yes.
on and do something different. And I have actually, which I never did in the past, was call and text my old customers. And that's how I'm finding my listings, because I'm using the social media more along with the texting, because you can't take the old and make it new. It does not work. And thank you
yes.
for pointing that out.
Listen, thank you, hon, for helping Frank and underlining that. And I will tell you, there's one other thing that I'll share with you and everybody else. Is this is another reason why I think, and by the way, your suggestion just now about calling past customers, texting them, I think is incredible, credible idea, and I love it. So that's another option. The other option, too, is the more we can start to put our name in the minds of the local community, when they do become FSBOs, when they do become expireds, you know, that's that whole self-promotion thing. And so I'll go back to what I said earlier, is that if you have the money to actually start promoting yourself on a small scale, there is that company that I put on Facebook, our group for us, that I recommend. And in addition to that, I will tell you one thing that you can all do to kind of get listing leads that I love, and that is if you have another agent in your office that has a listing that you ask them if you can do an open house, you like to do it for the local area, or better yet, if you even have one listing yourself, you do a neighborhood open house, and how that works is it's not a public open house, it's just for the neighbors. You mail out these wedding invitation-looking pieces, and you buy them at the stationery, like Staples or Office Max, and you print them out on the laser, and when people get it, it'll look like a wedding invitation, has a regular stamp, and here's what you say on the card. It's very important. On the front of the card, it says, you're invited, dot, 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 just like a wedding invitation. You open it up, and in there it says, to a neighborhood open house. Now, here's the important part to put in there. Because the homeowners will not be home, they've asked me to do this neighborhood just for the this open house just for the neighbors. So please come by. I'll give you a tour of the house. Now, if you mail out to 50 neighbors telling them that they can come see this house, and the homeowners are not going to be home, you're probably going to get 50 of those 50 show up because everybody's nosy and they want to see the inside of the house. Now, when this happens, instead of trying to sell the neighbors on the home, you're actually touring and building a relationship with them, asking them questions like, oh, thanks for coming by. How long have you lived in the neighborhood? What do you like best about the neighborhood? Do you have this particular style house? Have you ever thought of moving? If you were to move, where would you move to? Have you ever done an updated market analysis on your property? Every homeowner should have one done every year because it's one of the most important assets, just like a retirement fund. You've always got to find out where you stand and how are you doing. Why don't I do this? I don't mind. Why don't I find the time when I can come over, take a look at your house, and give you an updated market analysis? There's no charge. It's just something I do for the neighbors. And if you have 50 people show up, you're probably going to get at least 30 listing appointments for people who are saying, yeah, give me an idea how much my house is worth. Now, what you would say to the homeowner, the reason why you're going to do this neighborhood open house is not so you can get more listings. You tell the homeowner the reason why you want to do this open house just for the neighbors is because the best buyer is when a buyer buys a home, they're not just buying the house itself, they're actually buying the neighborhood. And the more connected they are to the neighborhood on an emotional level, the more money they pay. So the best types of buyers are buyers who already know of a friend or a family member who lives in this neighborhood. So, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, what I like to do is do an open house just for the neighbors to have them come through because the best buyer might be a friend or a relative that they know. Now, to encourage those people to turn out, we tell them that I'm going to be here, you're not going to be here, so they don't feel funny or uncomfortable. We want to get as many people in here as possible because that could pop a sale for the highest possible price. The best part about that, gang, too, is you want to do that open house before you do the public open house, because one of the problems we have when we do public open houses is we get the nosy neighbors, but they don't tell us they're a neighbor. They're like in stealth mode, and we may be interacting with them as if they're a buyer, which is actually wasting our time if there's another buyer who actually comes into the house. So anyway, do you like that suggestion, hon?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, listen, thank you for that suggestion. All right, gang, listen, we've got 5 minutes left on the call, so here's what I'm going to tell you. Real quick, I want you to make sure, number one, go to the – I got to tell you this. The Facebook group that I created for you, Power Agent, that group, I actually put a survey on there. And the survey, I'd like to get your input. I said it at the beginning of the call, is I'm thinking about, if you want me to, send out a weekly text or motivational call every week to you. But I don't want to intrude on you if you're not interested. So I need you to – I'm going to do a survey. I need you to tell me on that Facebook group. All right, that's number one. Number two is in this month's magazine, and, Frank, you're going to like this too, there's three letters on page 27. Frank, I got another idea for you and everybody else. There's three letters that you can mail out every month. You rotate the letters to a farm area. Very powerful. That technique works. That's in this month's magazine. Let's see. There's a post public open house thank you postcard on page 31. There is a FSBO evaluation card on page 33. Listing. There's so many great stuff, but one of the things I'm going to highlight, Frank and everybody else, on page 35 in this month's magazine, there is a flyer to promote a seller seminar, you know, how to sell your home in 2016 successfully. You have guest speakers, you promote it, you have people come out, and if you get like 30 homeowners come out to your seller seminar, it's like doing 30 listing appointments at one time. So Frank and everybody else, 35 and page 33, we screwed up the order of the book there, but page 35 is the flyer, page 33 is to do a raffle at that seminar. So there's another technique to get those listings. All right. Does anybody have any last questions in our last 5 minutes of our call? Anybody else need something real quick? Star six, star seven, I mean. Who is that? I hear somebody.
Yes. Hi, my name is Goretti, and I am one that you talked about Facebook group.
Yes.
What is the name of that Facebook group?
Okay, here's
I
came everybody. All right, everybody jot this down. It is facebook.com/groups, groups/ Power Agent. facebook.com/groups/ Power Agent. And who is that? Where were you from, man?
I am calling from North Carolina.
All right, Raleigh. Okay, great. Okay, so there you go. That's it. All right, good. Anybody
Daryl?
Else have any other? Yes.
Hi, Daryl. It's Irene Pellatucci. How are you?
Hi, Irene. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to get into that Facebook page, and it's there, and I clicked on it. It says pending on the right. So you have to get approval to be on it?
Yes, thank you. Everybody, you have to get approved because we're not going to let somebody in the group unless they're an active Power Agent.
Okay, how long does that
so,
take?
What's that on?
How long is that going to take?
It's going to take, when I get off this call, we're going to have my office work on it right away. So figure in the next hour, everybody will be
okay.
Approved to as an actual Power Agent, okay?
Okie doke, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome, hon. All right, anybody else? Anybody else have a question? All right, gang. So that's it. So I'm going to make everybody live here. Hang on, it's going to get very noisy. Hold on 1 second. All right, where are we? Party call. All right, so gang, was this call good for you? Yes? Hold on, I can hear you.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right, so here, I just muted everybody. Here's the last thing I'm going to say. Listen, very important. Don't forget, we don't just help people buy and sell real estate. We actually help people get to the next level. Listen, the money you make is a gauge as to how many lives you've touched. If you focus more on the lives that you touch, if you focus more on helping people get to their next level, don't think about closing people. Think about coaching people. Do not sell people. Serve people. If you think this way, you're going to have success this year. You're going to save more lives. You're going to feel better about yourself. You're going to be motivated. Once again, we don't. Power agents don't sell. We serve. Power agents don't close. They coach. All right, God bless you guys. Thanks for calling in. Love you. Go out there and make a difference to a lot of people. All right, that's it. Bye-bye now.
The moderator has left the conference.